Please kindly turn to the Word of God, 1 Kings chapter 6.
我们一起来翻圣经是《列王记上》第6章。
Even though this is a very long chapter,
虽然这个是一个很长的一章,
but I think we'll be blessed if we can just read through it.
但是我觉得如果我们是可以一起读完这章的话,是很蒙福的。
So please kindly read out loud, use the language you prefer, let's finish the whole chapter.
我希望大家可以读出声来,无论是用什么语言都好,我们一起读出。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
我们一起有些祷告。
Father, what a joy that we as your children just can come together to worship you.
我们的天父,我们是多么的有一个喜乐,当我们可以作为你的儿女,可以来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Not only we can pray to you and sing unto you,
我们不单只是可以向你祷告,可以向你唱诗。
We can even wait upon you to hear thy word.
我们更加的可以来到你的面前等候你向我们说话。
How we pray that the Holy Spirit will open up the Holy Scripture to your own people.
我们祈求圣灵可以将你的圣经的话向我们打开。
And how we pray that you will enable each one of us to have a humble heart.
我们都是祈求你给我们每一个有一个谦卑的心
，an open ear，
一个打开的耳朵
，so we can hear what you have to say，
我们才可以听到你要向我们说话
，such that we can be transformed，
以致我们是可以被改造
，and you will be glorified，
你亦都是可以被荣耀
，in Jesus Christ's precious name we pray。
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. What do you think about this chapter?
大家对这章圣经有什么看法呢?
For those people who are major in architect,
如果那些是读建筑师的人,
or who are in decoration business,
或者你是做一些装修的工程的人,
they might be interesting in a chapter like this.
或者你都会对这章是特别有兴趣。
But for ordinary people like you and me,
但是对于我们一些普通人,
to reading a construction report of the temple,
如果我们读到这个建造的一个蓝图报告,
you have to be honest that it's kind of boring, isn't it?
我们要诚实地讲的话,这个是有点沉闷的。
From certain perspective, you may ask, why should I care?
或者有些另一个角度来看,你都会问,我为什么要理这些呢?
Thousand and thousand years ago,
很多千年前,
someone built up a temple.
有人建造了一个圣殿。
Oh, this wide, this high, this length.
有这么高,这么阔,或者是这么大。
And they have three stories.
有三层这么多。
They have outer court, they have holy and holy and so on.
有什么鹅院,还有至圣所这样的其他的东西。
What? God is trying to speak to us through this construction report.
神其实透过这个建造的报告,想对我们说什么呢?
If we truly believe Apostle Paul said,
如果我们真的相信使徒保罗所说的话,
he said all scriptures are inspired by the Holy Spirit.
他是这样讲到所有的圣经的经文都是圣灵所启示的。
It's for our benefit.
是给我们每一个人的好处。
Then, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
this chapter is no exception.
这一章的经文也都不例外。
Everything written in here,
所有写在这里的东西,
should be beneficial to us.
对我们每一个都是有益的。
Amen?
阿们。
But the problem is, what is the benefit?
个问题就是对我们有什么益处呢?
So I pray that God will have mercy on me.
我祈求神对我有怜悯。
That I will be able to faithfully open up His words to you.
我可以忠心地将祂的话向你们打开。
Such that you will be benefited from it.
所以你们就可以因着他的话受益处。
This whole chapter started with verse
1. 那这节第一节的开始呢?
It's a date.
是一个日期。
It's talk about, and it came to pass in the 480 years after the children of Israel,will come out of the land of Egypt in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel in the month of Zib.
这里是第一节讲到以色列人出埃及地后480年，所罗门作以色列王第四年西弗月，就是二月，开工建造耶和华的殿。
It's the second month that he began to build the house of Jehovah.
他是第二月才开始建造耶和华的殿。
For us to appreciate this particular verse,
要我们真的可以是珍惜这个的经文呢?
We need to remember there is another landmark chronological note in Exodus,Chapter 12, verse 40 and 41.
我们要真的可以是欣赏到的话，我们是要知道在出埃及记四十章那里是讲到
Exodus chapter 12,
出埃及记的十二章
verse 40 to 41.
是四十至四十一节是讲到另外一样的事情。
And the stay of the sons of Israel that they stay in Egypt was 430 years.
他是讲到在以色列的民呢在埃及地是住了四百多年。
At the end of 430 years,
在四百多年之后呢,
it happened on that very day all the hosts of Jehovah went out from the land of Egypt.
讲到是耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来。
This is the test the most Bible scholars use to calculate the chronologicals.
这里的经文呢是很多圣经的学者用来计算这些的时间。
But actually, God written these two places is not really for us to identify the years.
但是神是在圣经启示给我们这两个的日子呢，是不是给我们是真的要认出这些的日期呢？
God is trying to show us the history of redemption.
其实神是要向我们启示的是祂救赎的这个历史。
God is telling us that He had promised He will lead the sons of Israel out of Egypt.
是神的应许告诉我们祂 是会带领出以色列的人出埃及。
Even though it took 430 years,
虽然他是用了要430年的时间。
But when the time come, God did fulfill His promise.
但是到了那个日子，神一定是会应允他的应许。
He ended the bondage of slave in Egypt.
他是结束了以色列人在埃及做奴仆的一些捆绑。
And the verses 1 in 1 Kings chapter 6,
在列王记上第六章的第一节，
is telling us another fulfillment of God's promise.
是讲到神怎样是应允了他另外一个的应许。
If you remember in 2 Samuel chapter 7,
如果我们记得是撒母耳记下的第七章，
verse 10 to 11,
十至十一节，
how God had promised David,
神怎样是应允了大卫，
that one day,
是有一日，
that he is going to have his son build up a temple.
他是要他的儿子是为他是起建造这个殿。
This two place of Bible verses,
这两处的经文
is telling us in the redemption history,
是跟我们讲到在这个救赎的历史里面，
God promised to deliver his people out of bondage of slavery,
是说神是会是救出他的子民从这个的奴仆的捆绑里面。
And he did it.
他真的又将他们救出来。
And he promised he will end the people of Israel's wandering in the wilderness without a king.
他也都是有一个的应许说 他会结束这个以色列人在旷野的日子之后是没有王的。
He promised them they will have the gift of rest.
他也都是应承他们是有一个安息的一个的礼物。
Even though it took 480 years.
虽然呢是用了480年的时间。
But God fulfilled his promise.
但是神都是应允了他这个的应许。
God the Bible.
神的圣经，
圣经所启示的神，
圣经所启示的神
is a God who always fulfill his promise.
是一个一定是会应允他应许的神。
Even though it may take a while,
虽然是会用一段的时间，
we may think God works slowly.
或者我们会觉得神工作得很慢。
But you can rest assured.
但是我们可以肯定，
His work, even though may look like slowly, but surely.
但是虽然他的工作看起来好像很慢，但是我们可以是有一个的确定是肯定的。
So when we look our circumstance,
所以当我们是见到我们的周围的环境，
When we worry about the society, about the international war, worry about pandemic,
当我们是为着看见我们的社会或者是这个世界的战争或者疫情忧虑的时候，
We can rest assured.
但是我们可以肯定，
His kingdom.Welcome.
他的角度一定会临到。
He promised.
在他的应允。
He will fulfill.
他是会成就的。
If you read this chapter from verse 2 to verse 10.
当我们是读这一章的第二节到第十节的时候。
And if you read from verse 14 to 38.
之后再读十四节。38节
Basically what you have in front of us,
我们所看到的是
is from verse 2 to verse 10.
就是在第二节到第十节。
It's described to us all the arrangement, all the orders of exterior.
是向我们讲的呢，就是这个殿外面所有的一切的安排。
And if you look at from verse 15 to 30,
如果我们是看15至30节，
it talks about the interior of the temple.
是讲到殿的内面。
And 31 to 35,
之后31至35节，
it talks about the entry part.
是讲到神的入口，圣殿的入口。
And 36 talking about the courtyard.
咁之后呢 ,36 节以后就係讲到呢个嘅院子。
For those of you who are interested,
如果嗰啲有兴趣嘅人
,you can find a Bible commentary or any reference book.
你可以睇一啲解经嘅书。
They will show you the dimensions.
佢会讲出一啲呢个圣殿嘅图画。
It will show you the arrangement.
佢一切嘅唔同嘅嘢嘅摆法。
And it may even show you the meaning of it.
它或者都会解释这些嘢的一些的意义。
But for me, to read this chapter,
但是对我来讲，当我读到这一章的时候，
I noticed something very interesting.
我就看到有一样是很有兴趣，对我很有兴趣的嘢。
God only used verse 2 to verse 10 to describe the exterior.
神只是用了第二节到第十节 去解释出面殿出面的东西。
And yet he used verse 14 to 38 to describe the interior.
但是他就用了14节至38节去描述殿入面嘅嘢。
Have you noticed this out of proportion?
你会有冇睇到呢个唔同嘅比例呢？
For a people of Israel,
对于以色列人，
a average Israel people,
一个普遍嘅以色列人，
in his whole lifetime,He probably will never had a chance to go into the interior part.
他或者没有在他一生里面都没有机会入到一个殿的至圣所里面。
I think that's the reason the writer spent more time describe the internal part to the people of God.
所以我觉得这个或者是这个原因呢写这一章的作者呢，他就用了比较多的经文去描述殿入面一切的东西。
Because they will never had a chance to see it.
因为他们或者不会有一个机会可以入到这个殿去看入面。
All the presence, all the glory of the interior of the temple is unseen to them.
因为这些神这个殿入面那些的荣耀，一切的华丽，对他们来讲，他们从来是未看见的。
And dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
many children of God,
很多神的子女呢，
our understanding about Jesus Christ,
我们对主耶稣的明白，
our experience with the church activities,
我们对这些教会的活动一些的经历，
majority of that was under our word.
很多的我们的体验都是很外面的。
But the writer of the first king in this chapter want us to realize that worshipping God inner part is far more important than the outer part.
但是在这里写《列王记上》第六章的作者呢，他想我们知道的是，当我们来到敬拜神的时候，我们的里面是比外面是更加的重要。
And the writer trying to describe if you ever into the inner chamber with Jesus Christ.
这个的作者是想我们知道呢，如果我们真是跟主耶稣入到这个隐密的房子里面。
How glorious that will be.
是几咁的荣耀。
How beautiful that will be.
是几咁的美丽。
How sweet that will be.
是几咁的甜蜜。
It is very sad.
是好悲伤的。
Many children of God.
好多神的儿女呢。
Just like the children of Israel.
就好似呢啲以色列人。
Their whole life was living around the temple.
他们的一生只是在圣殿的周围活着。
They participate in all kinds of activities the church provides.
他们只是参加很多教会的一切的活动。
And yet they never enter into the inner chamber with Jesus Christ.
但是他们没有入到他这个隐密的房子跟主耶稣一起。
The Psalm of Psalms says,
雅歌呢跟我们说
Lead me, attract me,
是求你吸引我
such that I will run up to you,
以致我可以是奔跑的跟随你
I want to kiss with you,
我是很想跟你有亲吻。
Your love is sweeter than the honeycomb.
你的爱是比蜂蜜更加的甜蜜。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
how much inner life do we need to pursue today?
我们几咁的需要是追求我们入面的生命。
Don't be fooled by the outward activities.
我们不应该是被外面的活动是欺骗。
Don't be distracted by all the business.
我们不应该将一切外面的繁忙呢是搅扰我们。
Sit at his feet.
应该坐在他的脚前。
Calm your heart.
有一个安静的心。
Entertain glory and beauty of the inner chamber.
入到这个几咁荣耀和美丽的房子。
If you look at this whole chapter,
当我们看整章的时候，
you see, describe the external,
我们看到一开始就是描述殿的外面。
Then you see the rest of the description of internal and entries and so on.
之后就描述到殿的内面呢，还有它的院子。
It is very odd.
但是很独特的。
奇怪。
很奇怪的对。
In the middle, it insert verse 11 to 13.
在中间呢就插入了11节至13节。
I don't know when you read it.
我不知道当你读到的时候。
Did you feel that strange?
你会觉得很奇怪呢?
If you took this couple verses out,
如果你将这几节的经文拿出来,
then this whole chapter is very smooth.
你读整章的时候就好像很顺啊读到。
It just tell you,The building construction report.
讲到只是一个建筑的报告。
You just say build this, build that, and this size, this gold, this wood, whatever.
你只是见到它好像一个报告咁，建这样，建了那样，是用金、用木，建这些，建那些。
But somehow the Holy Spirit instruct the writer of the first king.
但是这个圣灵呢好像带领这个写列王记的作者这样写呢。
Insert this section of the verse.
他是要将这几节的经文写入去。
Of course, if you check up some commentaries,
当然如果你是读一些解经的一些的书籍的时候，
especially by those liberal professors,
尤其是那些新派的教授那些。
They basically say, you see, this is a sure sign, this verse wasn't the original one.
就讲到这几节的经文不是在原文里面的。
It was inserted by the scribe later on.
它是一些写这些圣经之后的一些人呢自己加入去的。
Scribes, 文士。
是文士自己加入去的。
I am not interested to show you all the academic wise debate.
我是没兴趣去跟你们讲一些这些学术性的辩论。
But I want to point you out.
但是我想提出一点的就是
This abrupt insertion is purposefully by the Holy Spirit.
这几节的经文是这样插入去呢 是圣灵是特登要去加入的。
While describing the construction of the temple,
当是描述着建造圣殿的时候
there is something far more critical and is more fundamental than the real construction work.
有一样东西是比这个真正建造圣殿的工作是更加的重要。
Because if you read verse 11 to 13,
因为当我们读11至13节的时候，
basically, this is the Lord Jehovah.
这里是耶和华神所讲的话。
Speak to Solomon.
他是对所罗门讲。
And he repeat the word that he had already told David before.
他只不过是重复他曾经跟大卫所讲的东西。
And in a matter of fact, that David already passed on this word to Solomon before.
那事实上大卫呢曾经都是将这些语段的话呢跟所罗门讲过的。
If you look at these few verses,
如果我们是看这几节的经文，
I get it down to extremely simple explanation.
我是用一个非常简单的解释。
Solomon.
所罗门。
If you doing this.
如果你做这些的事。
You're doing the right thing.
你就做一些是啱的事。
Doing the things is good in my eyes.
就是做一些在我眼中看为对的事。
That I will do this thing.
咁我就做更多嘅嘢。
I will do this amazing blessing.
我就俾你一个好奇妙嘅祝福。
But if you don't do what I said,
但係如果你唔做我对你讲嘅话，
then the trouble is not only come upon you,
咁呢个嘅难处呢唔单止会临到你嘅身上。
The trouble will come upon all people of Israel.
呢个难处会临到成个以色列嘅民族。
Now, I would like you to read those verses now.
我係想大家一起嚟依家一起嚟读呢几节嘅圣经。
Just quietly read it.
我哋自己安静嘅喺度读。
Now after you read it,
你读咗之后呢
？What do you think?
你觉得点呢
？What this verses is benefit to you?
呢几节嘅经文对你有咩嘅益处呢
？What benefit?
你得到咩嘅益处呢
？Let me tell you, minimum two benefit.
我就同你讲，你最少有两个好处。
First benefit.
第一样嘅就系
one person's obedience，
一个人嘅顺服
can bring blessing to the whole nation.
可以为一个嘅成个嘅民族带嚟祝福。
You may not be like Solomon.
或者你唔会好似所罗门咁。
You're not a king.
你唔系一个王。
But if you meet the requirement, the if statement.
如果你系可以满足到呢个嘅要求。
You will bring blessing maybe to your household.
或者你会将呢个嘅祝福带到你嘅家入面。
Maybe to your fellowship.
或者你可以将呢个祝福带到你呢个聚会。
Your small group.
你嘅小组。
Your neighbor.
你嘅邻舍。
Even your church.
更加系你个教会。
So many Christians think.
有好多嘅基督徒系咁谂。
I obey the Lord.
当我顺服主嘅时候。
Or I don't obey the Lord.
或者我冇顺服主嘅时候。
It's no big deal.
都唔系一件大嘅事情啊。
The Lord is gracious.
因为主系满有恩典嘅。
I just say sorry.
只要我一向主系讲对唔住。
He will forgive all my sins.
他就会赦免我一切的罪。
So I don't have to be too much careful about whether I obey or not.
所以我不需要顾虑我有没有去信服或者不信服主。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
I want you to remember,
我想大家记住的就是
Just like Solomon,
就好像所罗门那样
His personal choiceWill affect many other people.
因为他个人的拣选呢是会影响其他的人。
His devotion to the word of God.
他对神的话的一个的尽忠呢
will bring huge blessing to the whole nation.
是可以将这个祝福带到整个的国家。
I don't know how many of you know that, there is a peacing boy status in Brazil.
我唔知我哋当中有几多人知道喺呢个比利时嘅首都有一个童子屙尿嘅一个像。
You know that, right?
大家知唔知道
According to the religion,
是根据一个的宗教
It says, that city was in danger, will be bombed out.
是因为这个的城市呢是有一个的危险是会被人炸的。
And this little boy,Noticed there's a dynamite buried there.
咁呢个嘅小男孩咧，佢就发现咗呢啲嘅炸弹系埋喺个地入边嘅。
And there's a fire is burning closer to the dynamite.
咁个火咧就一直系咁烧，就越嚟对呢个烧住。去到呢个嘅炸弹越嚟越近啦。
And this little boy,
咁呢个嘅男子咧
，He didn't run away.
佢冇逃跑。
He doesn't say it's not my business.
佢冇讲呢个唔关我嘅事啊。
So he just peed at it.
咁佢就喺度屙咗督尿啦。
And he saved the whole city.
咁佢就救咗成个城市嘅人。
I think that's a good demonstration.
我觉得呢个系一个好好嘅图画。
If someone,
如果有一个人
，he is doing the right thing in front of God，
佢系喺神面前做一啲啱嘅嘢。
Indeed, he can save many, many people。
佢就可以救赎好多好多嘅人。
The second thing。
咁第二个好处呢
We can learn from this paragraph.
我哋可以喺呢段嘅经文学到嘅咧。
Solomon，
所罗门佢
，He heard the statement from God。
佢听到神咁嘅说话。
He know exactly what he should do。
佢就知道佢应当系点样行。
I assume you all know。
我只系可以假设系大家都知道。
Solomon did not meet the requirement of the if statement.
所罗门并冇达到呢个嘅要求。
Am I right?
系咪咧
？He fell.
佢失败咗啦。
Now let me ask you.
咁我问大家个问题。
If you look the Bible,
当你系喺睇圣经嘅时候。
You see, there's a lot of conditional promise from God to you.
你见到神有好多有条件嘅应许。
When you look at those,
当你睇到呢啲嘅时候
，What do you think about?
你有咩嘅想法呢
？Do you think you can do it?
你会觉得你可以做到呢？
I think most Christians at first they all thought, "Oh yeah, I will do it."
我谂大部分嘅基督徒咧，或者一开始嘅时候，佢就会咁讲：，我可以做到达到呢啲全部嘅要求。
But sooner or later,
咁迟啲之后咧
，you will find out，
佢哋就会发现
all the requirement in the Bible
喺圣经入边所有嘅一啲嘅要求
，none of them you can achieve。
你冇可能可以达到，一样都达唔到。
I know some of you disagree with me。
我知道有啲人咧，或者对我都唔认同咁讲。
You think you know maybe I can do some of it。
你或者会讲我或者都可以做到一啲。
But let me tell you。
但系让我话俾你知。
Not even one you can do it。
你连一样都做唔到。
Not even one.
你是一样都做不到的。
There is a young people in our midst.
我们当中有一个年轻人。
He heard what I shared.
他就听到我这样的交通。
I said, all the requirements in the Bible, no human being can do it.
我这样说这个世界的人是不可能达到圣经所有的要求。
He's very upset.
佢就係好悲傷啦。
No, upset doesn't always mean 悲傷。不爽。
佢又唔爽，唔開心啦。
He said, "Uncle Peter, you look down on us."
佢就話 ：Uncle Peter， 你係睇小我哋。
We cannot do everything.
我哋雖然冇可能做全部嘅嘢
，but we can do some of it.
但是我们或者都可以做到一些的东
西。I say OK.
那我就说 OK.
Go back.
那你就回去。
Start recording.
你就开始记录。
Tell me which one, which commandment in the Bible you observed.
那你就记录低你又做到或者是遵守了哪一条的诫命圣经里面所讲的。
Then next time when we meet,
咁之我哋之后见面嘅时候咧
，show me，
你就俾我睇。
He smiled，
佢就笑啦。
That's easy，
佢话呢个就简单啦。
Next week come，
咁到下一个礼拜啦。
He bring his cell phone，
佢就带佢个电话嚟。
On his cell phone, he have notebooks。
因为他的手机里面是有一些笔记。
And he opened it up.
他就开给我看了。
He said, the Bible says, I should be honest.
那圣经就说呢我应该是要诚实的。
I shouldn't lie.
我不应该讲大话。
And I think this week.
那我想呢我这个礼拜呢
I didn't lie.
我没讲大话。
So I did it.
所以我做到了。
The Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
咁呢个圣经话呢你唔可以系杀人。
The past week, I don't even kill an ant.
咁上一个礼拜咧，我连一个蚂蚁都冇杀。
So I did that too.
所以我又达到呢个要求啦。
The Bible says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery."
咁圣经咧就话我唔可以犯奸淫。
And Uncle, you know me. I don't even have a girlfriend.
咁佢就话 Uncle, 你都识得我啦，我连一个女朋友都冇。
Even I want to do an adultery, I have nobody to do.
虽然或者我心里边想犯奸淫，但系我都冇人可以系向佢系犯呢个罪嘅。
So at least I accomplish three commandments.
所以我最少遵守咗三个诫命。
I said, "Wow, you're very impressive."
咁我就话你真系好。犀利啦
！That's a good word. I say now.
咁依家咧
？You didn't lie at all.
你系咪完全冇讲大话咧
？He said no.
佢话冇啊。
I said really.
咁我就问系咪真嘅？
You didn't exaggerate on any conversation at all?
你是不是在你讲话谈话入面一啲夸大都冇
啊 ？No.
佢话冇。
I say, show me your Instagram.
咁我就同佢讲，你俾我睇你个 Instagram。
And show me a bunch of postings.
咁佢就开咗俾我睇，佢有好多唔同嘅照片。
I said, how many of them are real?
我就问呢啲照片有几多系真嘅
？How many are fake? You artificially made them.
有几多系假嘅？你自己系有改造过嘅
？He looked at me.
咁佢就咁睇住我啦。
He said, you call this lie?
你叫呢啲系讲大话
？I said, you tell me this is not lie.
咁你同我讲呢啲唔系讲大话？
You're trying to give people a false impression about yourself. You are lying.
因为你是俾人哋一个好似一个假嘅图像系俾人哋睇，咁呢个就系讲大话啦。
Isn't it?
唔系咩
？When we come to church, we all pretend we're saints.
我哋嚟到教会嘅时候，我哋系喺度扮演我哋每一个都系圣徒。
In a matter of fact, we're all sinners.
咁其实我哋每一个人都系罪人。
But we want other people to think we are spiritual.
但系我哋就想其他人觉得我哋系好熟灵嘅。
We don't really love Jesus that much.
我哋唔系真系咁爱主耶稣。
But when we sing him,
但当我哋唱诗歌嘅时候
，Oh Lord Jesus, how much I love you.
我哋唱到哦主耶稣，我几咁嘅爱你。
I said, you tell me that's not a lie.
你可唔可以同我讲，你咁样唔系讲大话
？Isn't it?
唔系咩
？Okay.
咁佢就话okay
啊。I am not that honest.
我就唔系咁诚实啦。
I always trying to impress people.
我去好常都系好想讨好人。
I want people to think who I am is better than who I am really are.
我想人哋觉得我其实系好过我自己原本嘅本性。
That's lie.
咁呢个就系一个骗啦，大话啦。
He said, "But I didn't do kill."
但系我冇杀人。
I said, "You didn't."
你冇。
She said, "Come on."
佢就话
，I didn't.
有冇可能啊？我冇啊。
So, well, the Bible says that if you hate someone in your heart, you commit murder.
咁圣经就话俾我哋知，如果你心入边系恨恶一个人咧，咁你就好似系犯咗呢个杀人嘅罪。
When you're angry at someone else, you are commit killing.
如果你对某一个人生气咧，你就好似系犯咗一个 杀人嘅罪。
I said, I remember someone told me that a few days ago when you're driving on the highway, you meet a very irresponsible driver who almost caused you into a car accident.
咁我就同佢讲，我记得前几日有人同我讲，你喺高速公路揸车嘅时候遇到一个好不负责任嘅人驾驶，到好差唔多系要导致有一个嘅车祸。
And I was told that you show him your middle finger.
咁我就有人同我讲话，你俾一个中指佢睇。
You are very angry at that person.
你对呢、这个你对真系好嬲呢个嘅人。
Is that true?
系咪真嘅
？OK。
咁佢就 OK。
That's true。
呢个系真嘅。
He look at me。
咁佢就望住我。
Adultery。
呢个犯奸人。
I said, Do you want to discuss that?
你要唔要讨论呢样嘢咧？
No, Uncle, let's forget about it.
咁佢就话 ，Uncle， 我哋算罢啦。
Because nowadays young people on the internet，
因为喺呢个嘅世代嘅年轻人可以喺上网。
To prevent your eyes to see all those dirty pictures is very difficult。
真系要系避免唔睇嗰啲系污秽嘅。相片呢是很难的。
And when those pop up, did you close it? Or you say, just let me check out.
如果这些东西弹出来的时候，你会不会说你马上就删掉它，还是你会按下进去看看呢？
When all those things happen, we are commit idolatry.
当这些事情发生的时候，我们其实就是在这里扮奸奸人。
So what is my point?
咁我嘅重点系乜嘢呢？
I'm not telling you we're hopeless.
我唔系话我哋系冇得救啦。
We're hopeless if we think we can do anything the Bible requires.
我哋系冇盼望呢，当我哋系觉得我哋自己可以达到圣经所有嘅要求。
Our real hope.
因为我哋真正嘅盼望
is based on our Solomon.
因为我们的真正的盼望是
our Solomon. 我们的 Solomon.
是我们的 Solomon.
Remember what Jesus said?
记不记得主耶稣是怎么说呢？
There will come a man who is greater than Solomon.
是有一个人是会比所罗门更伟大的。
That is our Solomon.
这个就是我们的所罗门。
Because he has the ability to fulfill the if statement God put in front of us.
因为他只有他是可以成就到神给我们每一个的所我们想要我们达到的要求。
He is the real promise keeper.
他是一个唯一一个是可以成就这些应许的。
He keep all the commandments God give to us in the Bible.
他可以遵守圣经里面所有的诫命。
And because he meet the requirement of that if statement.
因为他可以达到一个要求的。
Now, God is obligate to give out all the blessings to all those people who belong to Solomon.
所以神是有一个的义务要将这些祝福是给这些属于所罗门的人。
His obedience,
他的顺服
guarantees our victory in front of God.
是保证了我们在神面前的德胜。
There are many people of God.
很多神的儿女。
They're thinking that they're the overcomer.
他觉得他们自己是得胜的。
They think they can do this, they can do that.
他觉得他自己可以做这样做那样。
So they will be qualified to have the raptures.
他们才是有一个的可以自救。他们有一个资格可以被提。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
但是弟兄姊妹让我告诉你。
All of us.
我们每一个人。
By ourselves.
我们自己。
We never be able to do the if statement.
我们没可能可以达到这个如果的这个话神的话。
I don't care how spiritual you are.
我不理你是几咁的熟灵。
I don't care how many years you have been believing the Lord.
我唔你信主有几多嘅年。
You just like me.
你就好似我一样。
A sinner saved by grace.
系都系罪人蒙咗主嘅恩典救恩。
But we thank God and praise God.
我哋但系我哋系。是感谢主的亦都是赞美主。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们的主耶稣。
He is greater than the Solomon.
他是比这个所罗门更加的伟大。
He meets all the needs the Bible has ever required.
因为他是满足到圣经所有的要求。
You and I.
你和我。
Just by believing Him and staying in Him, we receive all the blessing the Father has ever promised.
我们只要是相信祂住在祂里面我们就可以接受到我们的天父应许一切的祝福。
Do you like that?
你喜不喜欢这个应许呢?
Do you like that?
你喜欢吗?
I know some brothers don't like it.
我知道有啲弟兄系唔中意嘅。
They think that if someone works so hard as they are qualified.
因为佢哋觉得如果佢哋真系好努力嘅话，佢哋就有呢个嘅资格。
But if you look at so and so,
嗱，佢哋就话如果你睇呢个边个边个咁咧
，How could possible he is an overcomer?
佢有乜可能系作为一个得胜者？
Did you ever have that kind of thought?
你会不会有个这样的心思呢?
And how we ask God to have mercy on all of us.
我们几咁需要是求神给我们有怜悯。
We come to Him.
我们来到祂的面前。
Not by our merit.
不是我们有什么功德。
Not by our performance.
不是我们表现得几好。
It's by our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是是我们的主耶稣。
Some brother warned me.
有些弟兄曾经是警告过我。
Don't preach like that.
你不要这样是讲道。
If you preach like that,
如果你这样讲道的时候
brothers and sisters will no longer love the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹呢不会再爱主了。
Will not serve the Lord.
他们不会服侍主。
Will not pursue the Lord.
他们不会追求主。
They will think, oh, I'm believe, I'm fine, I just love the word.
他们只会是相信之后呢他就说我没事了那他就又回去爱世界。
Anyway, Jesus already meet the condition.
因为我们的主已经是满足了这些要求。
So I'm fine.
所以我应该是没事的。
I'm overcomer now.
我已经是作了一个得胜者。
And I tell them.
那我就告诉他们。
You don't have to worry about that.
你不需要担心这件事。
You know why?
为什么呢?
God in His mercy and sovereignty.
因为神的大在祂的大能和祂的怜悯里面。
He will ensure everyone He elects.He called, He saved, will go into glory.
因为他会 是将他所拣选的，他救赎的，他所呼叫的，都会是进到荣耀入面。
Isn't that what Romans chapter 8 tells us?
这个不是罗马书第八节向我们讲的吗？
And very important, we need to keep in mind.
所以有一样东西很重要的，我们要记住。
We don't want to encourage brothers and sisters to do the right thing because of fear.
我们不想鼓励弟兄姊妹做他们应当做的事是出于一个恐惧。
Nor, we should never encourage brothers and sisters to do the right thing because of a desire, the lure for reward.
我们也不应该鼓励弟兄姊妹是做啱嘅嘢，系因为想得到一啲嘅奖赏。
I want to be an overcomer.
我想做一个嘅得胜者。
And that's why I pursue.
所以我先至系要追求。
Let me use my own life as an example. I hope I can help you.
我想用我自己嘅生命入边一啲嘅例子，希望可以帮助到你。
When I grew up, I was a terrible and naughty boy.
我长大嘅时候，我细嘅时候咧，系一个好顽皮嘅男孩子。
We were living in a small island。
我哋系住喺一个岛上。
That's a fishing island。
系一个钓鱼嘅岛。
Most of the people are doing fishing business。
好多人
small boat, they go out to catch fish and so on。
好多人都系喺呢个做鱼。卖鱼和捉鱼的生意。
And in our small village,
在我们一个小小的乡村里面
if you were there,
如果你去到那里的时候
you will see a woman with a very long bamboo rod.
你就会见到有一个女人呢，她拿着一个很长的竹筒。
That used to hang the clothes.
是用来挂一些的衫的。
But that woman used that rope to chase a boy.
但是那个女人呢，她是用这个竹呢来追一个的男仔。
And the woman will cry out, says, Don't you dare to run, don't you dare to run, I'm going to beat you to death.
那这个女人她会是这样大喊，就说你不要走，你不要走，我很生气，想打死你
啊。That woman is my mom.
咁呢个女人就系我妈妈。
And that boy is me.
个男仔就系我啦。
So I'm a terrible boy.
我系一个好差嘅男仔。
And if I think about all the bad things I have done ever since I was a little boy.
如果我谂翻起我由细开始做过嘅一啲嘅坏事。
I don't blame my mother.
我从来都唔会怪我妈妈。
I think I deserve to be beat up.
因为我是值得是被他打的。
Because I'm so bad.
因为我是这么坏。
Even though my mom is like a tiger mom.
虽然我的妈妈好像一个老虎的妈妈。
He used the long rock to chase me.
他用这支竹棍来打我。
But I don't really afraid of her.
但是我从来都不害怕他。
Because he almost never caught me.
因为他差不多每一次都捉不到我。
Because I run fast.
因为我跑得很快。
She couldn't get me.
他都捉不到我。
But my dad is different.
但是我爸爸呢就不同了。
My dad never get into angry.
我爸爸从来都没生过。
And my dad had told me one thing.
但是他就有一样东西他敢跟我说。
A parent's lose his right to discipline his children when he lose his temper.
当一个人呢失去了他的脾气的时候，那他就没有了这个资格去
教训
教训他的儿女。
Because when you lose your temper, you are not helping your kids.
因为你是发脾气的时候呢，那你就帮不到你的孩子。
You only express your anger.
你只是将你的怒气是发出。
You discipline not out of love, but out of anger.
你教训他不是因为爱他，是出于你的怒。
So my dad never angry at me.
所以我爸爸从来都唔对我发怒。
But he will keep a good book.
但系佢有一个嘅簿仔咧。
All the bad things I had done.
佢会抄低我所做嘅一啲嘅坏事。
And he always smiled.
佢面上成日都有笑容嘅。
Then one day he just called me into his living room.
咁有一日咧，佢就叫我入佢个房啦。
And he locked the door.
佢就锁咗个门。
And he bring out his book.
佢就攞出呢个簿仔。
And I'm a dead me.
咁佢就我就好似死啦。
So I'm really afraid of my dad.
所以我真系好害怕我爸爸。
Because if he decides to teach me something, I will never forget.
因为当佢系要教导我一样嘢嘅时候，我系永远都唔会忘记嘅。
Summertime, we always wear short.
喺夏天嘅时候，我哋都会着短裤。
At one time when he finished beating me,
有一次当佢打完我之后
，on my legs,
喺我嘅脚度
，in Mandarin, it says 青天白日满地红。
佢喺中文咧就系话青天白日满地红。
In English, it says blue.White and red.
咁英文咧就系话蓝白同红。
It's all on my leg.
全部都系喺我脚上睇到嘅。
I really scared of him.
所以我真系好害怕我爸爸。
So I will do the things he require.
所以我会做一啲佢要求嘅嘢。
Out of fear.
出于恐惧。
Got it?
你明唔明呢？
Later on, when I grew bigger and bigger,
但是当我是越长越大的时候，
My dad don't beat me anymore.
我爸爸就不会再打我了。
Because he find out there is a better way.
因为他找到一个更好的方法。
He will promise me a candy.
他应承我一个嘅糖呢
?You probably don't understand.
或者你唔会明白。
In our generation,
喺我哋嘅年代呢
,a candy,
一个糖。
You only see a candy during Happy New Year, you know that?
你只係喺农历新年嗰陣先至见到一个糖。
Throughout the rest of the year, you don't see candy.
在成年其他的日子呢你不会见到有糖的。
Only that Chinese New Year you see candy.
你只是在农历新年那阵才可以见到一个糖。
And my dad says, if you do this, you will have candy.
那我爸爸就跟我说如果你做这样东西那你就有一个糖了。
Well, will I do it?
那我会不会做呢
?What do you think?
你觉得呢
?Of course I will do it.
我当然会做啦。
Why I do it?
我点解会做啊
？I want the reward.
因为我想得到呢个嘅奖赏。
When my dad over 90 years old.
当我爸爸系90多岁嘅时候
，I go to visit him.
我翻去探望佢。
I walk with him.
我同佢一齐行。
I bring him out.To eat.
我带佢出去食嘢。
Whatever he said.
佢讲嘅一切嘅嘢。
I obey.
我都顺服。
Even though he say something very unreasonable.
佢或者讲一啲系唔合理嘅嘢。
For example.
有一个例子。
He said, you better put on your coat.
佢话你最好着翻件褛。
I look at him.
咁我就望住佢。
It's 30 degrees.
我就话出面30几度。
And you tell me put on the coat.
你叫我着件褛。
But I don't argue with him.
但系我唔会同佢争拗。
I put on the coat.
我就穿上个褛。
He said, I want to eat those really fatty pork belly.
他说我要吃一些很肥的猪腩肉。
When I was in my 40,
我在四十几岁的时候
,40,
四十岁的时候
,my dad wants to eat fatty pork belly.
我爸爸是想吃肥的猪腩肉。
I tell him no.
我就跟他说不得。
It's no good for your health.
我说对你的健康不好。
You come to US, you listen to me.
你来到美国呢你就要听我说。
I don't want you to get sick.
我不想你病了。
At that time, I thought I'm doing that for his good.
那时候呢我就想我是为了他好的。
But when he was married,
但当他90岁的时候
He said he wanted to eat fatty pork belly.
他说他想吃肥的猪腩肉。
I said, sure, let's go.
那我就说好啊我们一起去。
I don't like it.
我不喜欢的。
But I do it.
但是 我会做。
Now, would you please tell me why I'm doing this?
但是 你会不会跟我说我为什么会这样做呢
Because I love him.
因为我爱他。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
let me ask you,
我问大家一个问题
If you obey God because of fear, do you think that Jesus will be happy?
如果你是因为恐惧信服神的话你觉得耶稣会不会开心呢
No.
不会
He won't be happy.
他不会开心的
If you obey God because You want some reward. Do you think God will happy?
如果你是为了得到奖赏去信服神，你觉得神是会开心吗
？No, because you are still very self-centered.
不会，因为你就是很自我中心。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
，when you obey God because you love Him,
当你是因为爱去信，先至因为是出于爱去信服神
，you will see.The precious smile on his face.
你就会见到一个好宝贵的笑容在他的面上。
That's the reason.
所以这个就是那个原因。
I don't dare to preach whatever the Bible said.
我不敢去说。
I'm not hesitant. Sorry. I will not hesitate to preach whatever the Bible said.
我唔会系犹豫去，将圣经所讲嘅一切嘅嘢系讲到嗰阵讲出嚟。
And I want you to realize，
我系想大家知道
，the Jesus we serve，
因为我哋服侍嘅主耶稣咧
，He's so wonderful，
佢系几咁嘅奇妙
，He's so good，
佢系几咁嘅美好
，He's so loving，
佢系几咁嘅慈爱。
And he had done everything for you.
因为他是为我们做了所有的事。
He met all the conditions God Father had request.
因为他已经满足了我们父神所有的要求。
And he is waiting for you to respond in love.
他是等着你们去用爱来回应。
To pursue him.
去追求他。
To love him.
去爱他。
To obey him.
去信服他。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祈祷。
Father, we just commit your word unto your hand.
天父啊，我们将你的话是交在你的手。
Because human words are so finite.
因为我们人的话是几咁嘅有限。
And yet the Holy Spirit can do mighty work.
但是你的圣灵是可以作一些很大的工作。
Above and beyond what we say.
超过我们可以讲的东西。
We pray that you use your word to richly bless to your people.
我们求你的话是真的是很丰满的祝福你的子民。
Build up your church.
是建造你的教会。
Just as if you're using Solomon to build up the temple.
就好像你怎样是用所罗门去建造你的圣殿。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祈求。